Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte called Pakistan's president an indispensable ally in the war on terrorism. He says the U.S. strongly disagrees with Pervez Musharraf's decision to impose emergency rule. Still, Negroponte told the House Foreign Affairs Committee today, partnership with Pakistan is the only option. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration has been reviewing its aid program to Pakistan, but in his testimony to a House hearing today, Negroponte spent a great deal of time explaining why so many billions of dollars are needed. He said cutting aid would send a negative signal to the people of Pakistan. And as for Musharraf, Negroponte said the Pakistani government shares our most basic strategic imperatives.
President Musharraf has been an indispensable ally in the global war on terrorism, a leader who extremists and radicals have tried to assassinate multiple times.
Key members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee are skeptical and raise questions about what the U.S. is getting out of this partnership. Democrat Gary Ackerman, who chairs the panel's subcommittee on South Asia, says the Bush administration has always been too quick to give Musharraf a pass.
$10 billion worth of U.S. assistance since 9/11 and our great and good ally in the war on terror told us to go take a hike again last weekend while he imposed martial law. But this time, Mr. Chairman, we should not turn the other proverbial cheek. This time, there should be consequences.
Ackerman called on the U.S. to stop the delivery of all F-16 fighter jets to Pakistan and cut off other assistance until the state of emergency is lifted and Musharraf gives up his army post and restores democracy. But Negroponte made clear that the Bush administration's review of its aid is in the early stages, and he gave no sign that Pakistan should expect any cuts. Most of the more than $10 billion that has gone there in recent years is part of the Coalition Support Fund, or what the Pentagon calls reimbursements for Pakistan's help in fighting al-Qaeda. Alan Kronstadt of the Congressional Research Service says many on Capitol Hill have complained they have little oversight over that fund and what gets reimbursed.
Some requests are rejected, but for the most part, Pakistan has been receiving large amounts of money. I've calculated it's about $82 to $83 million per month, average, every month since 2001.
Kronstadt has heard many on the Hill questioning the end result of all this aid. He says it's been a mixed picture at best.
We still, 6 years later, find ourselves with a serious problem of what may be growing religious extremism and militancy in Pakistan.
In today's hearing, Congressman Ackerman called Musharraf's commitment to fighting terrorism half-hearted and said it's time for the U.S. to have a relationship with the people of Pakistan, not just with the army and its leader. But White House officials have made clear they have no plans to walk away from the Pakistani leader, and a member of Musharraf's legal team, Ahmed Raza Kasouri, sounded quite confident about that today.
I think U.S. is more interested in the security of the region rather than in the democratic values, because the way we are helping the United States to curtail terrorism, we are a very active partner.
Speaking at the Middle East Institute, Kasouri said, as a partner, Pakistan would take only friendly advice from the U.S., not lectures. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.